Lecture 8, Heinrich Gretz, Jewish Historian.
Before leaving our world of Jewish scholarship and Jewish scholars in 19th century Germany, I would like to devote an entire lecture to perhaps the most prominent figure in the school which we have called the School of Wissenschaft des Judentum, the Science of Judaism. His name is Heinrich Gretz. I have referred to him from the first lecture in this course. I guess I would call him my spiritual grandfather. Clearly the most important German Jewish historian of the 19th century, who authored a monumental history of the Jews in 11 volumes, and wrote many essays and contributed to the culture of German Jewry in the 19th century. Before considering the various denominations that emerge of Judaism, Reform, Conservative, Neo-Orthodox, and their representative thinkers, I think it would be useful to situate Gretz both within the context of the scholarly world of his day and also in terms of the ideological struggles and challenges that affected German Jewry in the course of the 19th century. And given the fact that he lived through most of the 19th century, he was born in 1817 and died in 1891, we clearly see a person who emerges very early in the beginning of the first decades, writing and reflecting on the history of the Jews. And really at the end, almost being shattered in debate and in controversy, but nevertheless reflecting the ideological and cultural climate of Germany at the end of the century as well. As I said, Gretz is the most important history of the Jews. In fact, I'm referring to Gretz now as a history. Of course, he's an historian. But when you mention Gretz, you're referring to a foundational block in the history of modern scholarship. Gretz was written in German. That is, Gretz, the history, was written in German, translated soon after into almost every other language, including English. Its Hebrew edition is a very interesting one. A scholar named Rabinowitz took it and reshaped it in the context of a more Zionist, culturally attuned world, so that essentially we have Gretz in the Hebrew, which is different than Gretz in the German, and Gretz in the English is concise, no footnotes. For the more illiterate English reader, you can read Gretz in any language you would like. The monumental history of the Jews became the standard work on Jewish historiography for Jews and Christians alike. And only a few historians were able to imitate it. We have now entered the world of specialization, which means very few Jewish historians are capable of writing a history that begins in antiquity and ends in the contemporary age. But that clearly was the remarkable achievement of Heinrich Gretz. In the introduction to this work, and there are several introductions, several editions, he professed to write an objective history, clearly in following the notion that we saw in Wolff of the scientific attitude of our day. But clearly, the history is not so objective a history. And clearly, the critical sense that he espouses to reach, he does not reach in every respect. Remember that Gretz, like Mendelssohn, is a traditional Jew. That is, a Jew who believes and is committed to a traditional path of the observance of all of the commandments of Judaism. In this sense, it is rather difficult for an historian, and we will come back to this point before the end of the lecture, in dealing with such complicated issues as divine revelation, as the notion whether the Bible was divine or not, and what to do with biblical criticism. Remember, this was the legacy of Benedict Spinoza. In most respects, the history of Gretz on the biblical period, or even the rabbinic period, is very conservative and very orthodox in its understanding of history. Clearly, there are limits for a traditional Jew in writing history, and clearly history, if it is to serve any purpose, it is to embellish and to proclaim the beauty and sanctity of the Jewish tradition. History is also a means of setting the record straight. By judging the non-Jewish civilizations of the world on how they conducted themselves toward their Jewish minorities.